Anyway, at the end of the day, all you get is one other card, one other piece of identification, which, frankly, we have enough of at this stage. We have enough ridiculous kind of bits of plastic or passports. We don't need another identity card. I think we have enough of these pieces of paper. And obviously now chip and PIN has come in, which is another ridiculous thing that we've had, like whatever. My friend here, Simon, how many credit cards do you have, or debit cards, or that kind of stuff?
Got two.
Two at this stage. Do you have different PIN numbers for each?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. How do you remember them? Do you not have a system? Did you pick them specially? Did you just take them?
Just remember them.
You just remember them. Okay, great. So you haven't chosen them particularly to, you know. I know we are kind of two questions away from identity theft at this stage. Sorry. What's your mother's maiden name? I think it's ridiculous that they all get narrowed. There was no identity theft until identity became four digits. I mean, there was no identity theft when you had to sign for stuff. Because that's difficult to do. Faking somebody's signature isn't an easy thing to do. We've all tried to do it. Like, Dara won't be in school today, Dara's mammy. It didn't work out, right? We learned early that. But four digits is a doddle. It doesn't matter what system you have. Oh, I've got an incredible system. I have my year of birth and I have my wife's year of birth. I subtract my children's year of birth and I divide by Chico's career in weeks. I don't know. Whatever you have, right? You have a whole special thing worked out. You go, oh, no one will ever guess. Oh, good for you. But unfortunately, you're 4'8". I look over your shoulder in boots. Right? Ridiculously straightforward. And we've enough of the damn thing. The passport alone, for God's sake, should have all the information without getting another bloody thing. And even as it is, like, I flew recently from Stansted up to Prestwick, right? And we were at the Ryanair flight from London to Glasgow, went to the counter, said, I'd like to fly. And your man says, do you have your passport? And I said, no, of course I don't have my passport. I'm flying internally. Unless there's been a massive political upheaval in the last 27 minutes. I'm not expecting to arrive in Glasgow and have a man in a trench coat walk down the middle of the plane going, Wo ist deine Papieren? Haben Sie deine Papieren? Gib mir deine Fahrkarten. Gib mir deine Fahrkarten. Schnell, mit der Fahrkarten. Yes, yeah. Yeah, das ist sehr gut, deine Fahrkarten. Sehr gut, ja. Yeah. Good luck. Thank you very much. Oh, not expecting that to happen. But I said to your man, I don't have my passport. And your man said, well, I'm going to need some form of photo identification. And I had to fish through my wallet. And I found, like, an old work ID. And I handed it to your man and said, there you go. And he goes, I'm afraid this is out of date. And I went, well, I'm still him. And your man went, touché. Yeah, good point. Yeah. I can't argue with that. Go on and play. Okay. And I know it's because there's a greater sensitivity at the moment, and I know it's because there's a war, and I know because bombs going off in London and all that. And I'll say this, as someone who's been living in the city for about 3 or 4 years, I was here last summer when the bombs went off. Well done. It was spectacular how it was handled in the city. It was very, very impressive, right? I heard lots of stuff over the years about London spirit and all that, but when it really happened, it was amazing to watch, right? And I do tell people that the way, when the bombs went off on the 7th of July, the city reacted in a phenomenally London way. The entire place went, oh my God, there's a bomb on the Piccadilly line. Well, I can get the Victoria line. It is quite funny the way we, of people who live in London, are obsessed with transport. Oh, yeah, that'll work out. Yeah, that'll work. In fact, that could be slightly faster. It's just bizarre for me that the two things happened one day after the announcement of the Olympics and then the bombs going off, 6th and the 7th, right? And the reaction essentially from Londoners was the same. An incredible piece of news, but how am I supposed to get home? What's it going to do to my journey, right? And there is one thing I do love about that joke. There are two things I love about that joke. Firstly, I think it says something very fundamental about people who live in London. Secondly, I love the awkward silence just before I get to the funny bit. Where people are going, whoa, where are you going with this? You better watch what you're saying very carefully, guys. And of course I am. But do allow me just to say this, on behalf of all the Irish people here, that for once in my lifetime, we're able to go, what? You're going to England? She wouldn't go there. She's full of terrorists. We've no terrorists at all. They're all playwrights now. And they genuinely are. It's a bizarre thing about it, right? There's a guy called Danny Marson, right? Any Irish people remember who Danny Marson is? Yes, that's a man, right? Okay. Danny Marson was bizarrest job title in the world, the public relations officer for the IRA. on a day-to-day level, how does that job work? Going into safe houses in Belfast, filled with men in balaclavas and going, right, I've organised a photo shoot. Nothing too major, just something bright and breezy, just to get the name around again. Because frankly, out in the streets, all I'm hearing is UVF, UVF, UVF. Danny wrote a play called The Wrong Man, which was performed at the Edinburgh Festival. Right? And I was up there, the two lads from the IRA play walked up to me and then came up to me and handed me a flyer for the play and said, you must come to the play. And I said, of course, I'd love to get to the play. Right? Never got to, you never get to somebody else's show when you're doing your own show in Edinburgh. Right? So about a week later, I'm minding my own business in a bar when the two lads walked up to me again, handed me another flyer. And in the finest piece of marketing I have ever enjoyed in my life, just went, you've been told twice. I went every night. And I was up at the end going, well done, grand establishment, telling a message, I'm telling you, glorious. So anyway, my friend, what's your name, sir?
Mark.
And what do you do?
I organise 40th birthday parties for my friends.
You organise 40th birthday parties for your friends? But you're going to run out of business very quickly, I'd imagine. When you're not doing that for your friends, which is a nice thing for you to do, when you're not doing that, what else do you do?
Project manager.
You're a project manager? You do projects? I had to do projects in school as well, it was mad. So what part do you do? Do you look after the sticky bits that you put the pictures of the rockets on the sheet? Or do you do the sprinkles? Do you have to handle the scissors? Is that what you want me as a project manager? In case the kids cut their fingers. Is that what you do? Yes. What kind of industry do you project manage?
Banking.
For banking, it gets better and better and better and better and better, doesn't it?
American banking.
So it's banking with a twang. Banking with a bit of an accent. Oh, English banking not good enough for you, is not? Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants Dollar Boy here, is it? What's the happiest thing you've ever done, my friend? What's the craziest thing, nicest thing, unique thing about you, Mark?
Run the London Marathon.
You ran the London Marathon? Not the one a week ago, was it?
No, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. You're kind of coasting on that success a bit now, aren't you, Sam? It's been a long old decade, hasn't it? 10 years ago and you're still banging on about the fucking marathon, yeah? You've got to let it go, my friend. That was a long time ago. How long did it take you to do it?
3 hours, 9 minutes.
3 hours, 9 minutes is pretty good. Well done, congratulations. I never asked you a nice thing. I always act like you're a villain of some description because of the whole direct mail thing, but you're probably a lovely person with kittens and puppies and all sorts of stuff. Like, are you?
Got two cats.
You've got two cats. I have two cats as well, right? This is just an aside. I wasn't even going to talk about this. Two cats that we got from Hounslow Animal Welfare Service, right? Which is a wonderful service, but they shouldn't use the abbreviation. They actually, on all of the, they answer the phone and go, whores. Which is just shoddy, right? Given that you're about to go, I'd like a pussy. Yeah. I haven't thought it through.